This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Memorial Day weekend is at hand. The Tennessee Titans have moved into the next phase of their offseason program, which is the organized team activities, aka OTAs, where players can actually practice against one another 11 on 11 and do some actual football type things. The media was invited out. I use the term invited loosely, of course, but was allowed to watch one day this week. Attention obviously was paid to some of the newer names: Calvin Ridley, J.C. Latham, Vondre Sweat, who was hurting and was unable to do anything, which that was newsworthy. But Brian Callahan downplayed it as nothing serious and nothing that people should get worried about, but we will see how that goes. Tyler Boyd, of course, was on hand, and so on and so on. So as we dive into this episode of Believe in Titans, that is that we are going to talk about some of these things and more. As always, I am David Beauclair of the Nashville Banner with John Glennon of the Nashville Post. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. I guess just to start with, you were out there. What was sort of your overwhelming impression coming away from watching a Brian Callahan practice?
Yeah, you know, it turns out there's a lot of guys out there running around in shorts and t-shirts. you know, it's a lot like every other football coach and every other football practice I've watched. But, you know, I think we certainly paid a lot of attention you know, to the offense. And I thought, you know, there were predictably, you know, some good things, some bad things. You know, I thought there were, you know, if there's a negative side, there were maybe some miscommunications, you know, with Will Levis and a couple of the receivers from time to time. Not like that was a dominant, you know, portion of practice by any stretch. But, you know, you can see that they're all working in a new offense. They're you know, Will Levis is working with new receivers and a new offense and a new coach. So those are kind of to be expected. You know, it was good to see Calvin Ridley looking, you know, looking very, very fast, looking very fluid out there. You know, he's certainly going to be a bright spot. And I thought it was important, too, that DeAndre Hopkins was there you know, if there's ever a guy that could probably say, I'm maybe going to sit these some of these voluntary OTAs out, you know, I'm a decorated veteran, you know, what exactly is the need for me to attend all of these? And we don't know if he'll make all of them, but certainly he was there for the start. And that's a good, very good sign, I think, that, you know, a veteran realizes that this is a new offensive system, that this is a new coach, that this is a young quarterback, and he wants to do everything he can, you know, to make sure his season's going to be good, to make sure the offense is going to run well. So I was impressed by that. Disappointed not to see some of the names, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, L'Jarius Sneed was not out there either. Again, we don't really know whether these guys are hurting or whether, you know, they're just veteran guys who, you know, are going to spell themselves and pace themselves from time to time. But maybe one other point, certainly, I'm enjoying watching the continual progress of J.C. Latham. You know, we talked about it last time, you know, those incredible sleds that Bill Callahan has custom made for his offensive linemen to work against, Bertha and Olga, 380-pound sleds. And J.C. Latham, you know, last week, you know, got off to a little bit of a shaky start because these things are tricky. Even though you're big and you're strong and you can move a lot of things, you know, you have to display good technique or else you're going to be off balance in these kind of things and you're not going to go anywhere or you're going to move things too far to the side. And I noticed him getting better and better and more comfortable at doing that. He's very athletic. You can tell he's a really mobile guy. You know, so I would say the very early indications are that you know, he looks like the kind of guy that can answer the bell at left tackle.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned DeAndre Hopkins. Remember, he was sort of a late addition to the roster last year. We didn't really have a chance to see him all off season, and you know, he came to town with this reputation as sort of a mercurial guy and a guy who you can't count on in practice and whatnot. But everybody knows he's going to show up on Sundays and put up big numbers in games, and he has turned out to be a really interesting and I think important personality for this team. You know, those of us who have been around over the years have dealt with a lot of guys. You had, you had Carl Pickens, for example, who had this absolute just overwhelming dread about getting in front of the cameras. And I can remember one day Jeff Fisher actually having to talk to him for like 10 minutes to convince him, like, look, just go spend 5 minutes in front of the cameras, say what you got to say and move on. And, you know, Randy Moss, who gave, I think in the 6 or 8 weeks he was with the team, I think gave one basic interview and then decided he was done with the was pretty much done with the media at that point. The other side of it, you have guys like Kevin Byard who would never say no to an interview request and happily answered questions. You have, you know, there's guys like Bernard Pollard who just loves to talk and you never knew what he was going to say when you asked him a question, but you knew he was going to be talking. And then you have a guy like Hopkins who has this remarkable, he continues to me to show this remarkable ability to sort of cut through the noise and just almost try to calm the waters in a lot of different ways. And you saw it last year during the season. And now all of a sudden he comes out this week on social media in support of Treylon Burks and says, the only people sleeping on Treylon Burks are the people in the media. Those of us here who know him and see him, we know exactly what he's all about. Now, Treylon Burks is a guy we've talked about, you know, with Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd. The expectation is Treylon Burks is no better than the number four wide receiver on this team right now. So it was interesting to me to hear him say that, but you know, again, he doesn't use a lot of words. He doesn't dance around the subject. He sort of cuts right to it. He said what he wanted to say in a way that I think was clear to everybody. And I guess the question for those of us who tend to be a little skeptical is, was he doing that to try to pump some air in Treylon Burks' tires and help keep him motivated, knowing that Burks is probably looking around going, oh, what am I going to do? Or is Burks really that good right now in the eyes of DeAndre Hopkins? I tend to think it's maybe a little bit more of the former, where he knows that Burks is a young guy, doesn't have a lot in terms of production or at least consistent production to stand on and try to carve out his role, and he's trying to pump him up. It's maybe a way of saying, look, we're going to need you at some point, and I trust that you're going to be ready. What did you make of that, John?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let me give you the backstory on that. Treylon Burks, DeAndre Hopkins was one of the guys that the Titans had up at the podium at the OTA session the other day. And I asked him, I said, DeAndre, I know you talked to Treylon last year from time to time, in your first year, just kind of trying to help a young guy along. Have you talked to him again maybe this year since all the changes at wide receiver, and since the big names have been added? Have you maybe given him some advice as you did last year? And he said, no, he said, I don't need to talk to Treylon about anything. Treylon's a grown man. Good answer, right? Somebody else followed up at that point and said, are we all kind of sleeping on Treylon? And I think maybe at that point there's a little bit of a misunderstanding because DeAndre kind of paused and he said, I'm trying to think of a way not to make this not come out as a negative sound bite. And then he said, kind of an odd thing, he said, nine, that means no in German. And so basically what he was saying is we are not sleeping on Treylon Burks. And if you take that as face value, it seemed to be, you could interpret that as saying what you've seen is what you get with Treylon Burks, that there's no more. But I don't think that's what he intended at all. And in fact, he went on. Later on, he was asked another question about Treylon Burks, and he praised him, said he's one of the best athletes I've ever played with. How strong, how fast he is, so on and so forth. So I think the quote, the little quote about no one sleeping on Treylon Burks got interpreted by people outside who weren't there necessarily as maybe DeAndre not giving enough support to Treylon Burks. So I think that's why he went on social media later. He saw a quote there on social media about the sleeping comment. Are we sleeping on Treylon Burks? That's when he said, you know, the only people that are sleeping on Treylon Burks are the media. You know, basically we're not sleeping on him at all. So I think that's where it came from. But overall, I think, and he also said, I'm looking forward to seeing what he has this year. So kind of my sense on his comments overall on Burks was one that he is very supportive, that he does see still great potential in Treylon Burks. But the initial comment he had when he said, you know, he's a grown man, basically. This is, you know, and you know, more or less said this is his third year. I think there's also a realization with DeAndre Hopkins that, you know, I'm not going to be there as often helping him along maybe as I was a year ago in my first year, because maybe it's time, you know, for Treylon Burks to start figuring these things out himself, and for him to realize, you know, some of that potential that we all know he has, but we haven't seen enough of in the first 2 years.
It does say a lot, though, about this wide receiver group, which is dramatically different right now than it was at the start of the offseason, and we've talked about that. It kind of says a lot about where this group is, that your first-round pick from 2 years ago, who has had good moments, I mean, no one would call him a bust, I don't think. It's, you know, he's... What's that?
Not yet.
Not yet. And, but you know, you're looking at him saying, you know, what is his role on this team? Is he just a guy waiting his turn right now? And let's face it, during the Titans era, and this was a franchise that at one point ran the run and shoot, and Warren Moon threw for 4,000 yards seemingly every year and all that. But during the Titans era, we're talking 1999, to present, this is a team that has largely been known as a run-first team, a team that has gotten 1,000-yard seasons from Eddie George, from Travis Henry, from Chris Brown, from Lendale White, from Chris Johnson, you know, from Derrick Henry, of course, more recently, and 2,000-yard seasons even from Johnson and from Derrick Henry. So it's kind of interesting that as you look at this wide receiver group now, you can make the argument, I think, that this is the best wide receiver group. It's, you know, certainly when you're talking about you know, the accomplishments of DeAndre Hopkins, who has come in here and led the team in receptions last year. You know, Calvin Ridley, a guy who's got a couple thousand yard seasons under his belt. Boyd's been a good pro. As you look at it, I think the only comparable trios, if you leave Burks out of it right now, that you can come up with. I mean, you got to go back to 2002 when it was Derek Mason, Kevin Dyson, Drew Bennett, and Drew Bennett wasn't even really Drew Bennett at that point. You know, the guy who ended up being a really productive season, I think, the next year finally, or, you know, 2012 and 13, you had Kendall Wright, Nate Washington, and Kenny Britt. I'd be hard pressed to see anybody make an argument that either of those trios is better than this group that they have right now. You know, there was an effort made. If you go back to 2009, when Kenny Britt was the first round draft pick, and then 3 years later, Kendall Wright was the first round pick. And the year after that, in 2013, Justin Hunter was a second-round pick. There was a sense there that, okay, this is a collection of talent, the likes of which the Titans have never had. But none of those guys lived up to what was expected of them. And, you know, Hunter in particular fell woefully short. So, you know, I guess I pose the question to you then, John. Can you make an argument for any, you know, having never seen this trio of wide receivers play together, can you make an argument for any Titans trio being better?
I don't think you can. I think you're exactly right. I think this trio is far and away the best. I was just looking, running some of the numbers here for these guys, and when you combine what they've done over the years, almost 1,800 receptions combined, almost 23,000 receiving yards combined, 145 touchdowns combined. We're talking 11,000 yard seasons between the three of them. Hopkins alone, 5 Pro Bowls and 3 All Pros, and 348 games of NFL experience. I mean, I could go on and on with these kind of numbers, but I think it's far and away the best. And the thing is, it's not a projection either. We're not saying, hey, if say Corey Davis is really good this year, then this is quite a group. And we're not saying if Treylon Burks is really good this year, then this is quite a collection. These are guys that have all proven it, for several years in the league. And yeah, I looking at the other trios that we talked about and that you just mentioned, I just don't see it coming close. I think maybe that, yeah, in 2013, Kendall Wright had the 94 catches, went over 1,000 yards for the first time. Nate Washington had 58 catches, but it was a disaster of a year for Kenny Britt. That was his last year here, wound up with 11 catches. So I think this group is certainly the best. What'll be interesting for me, and I wrote about this a little bit the other day in the Nashville Post, is that these guys, all three of them have at one time or another been the main focus of offenses. DeAndre Hopkins is almost every year in the league. After he got past the 2 years he played with Andre Johnson, he's been the guy. Tyler Boyd, it was as recently as say 3, 4 years ago, was the main target in Cincinnati, and we know that Calvin Ridley. I mean, he was with Julio Johnson for a couple of years, but certainly has been a guy that's gotten a lot of targets too. And I'm going to be interested to see, especially to me with Hopkins. I broke down his numbers. He in his last 8 full seasons, he's averaged 10 targets per game for DeAndre Hopkins, 157 targets per year average for those 8 full seasons. So there might be a little bit of adjustment, I think, that has to go on. I don't think, in an offense with the wide receivers as balanced as they are, I don't think DeAndre Hopkins will have that many targets. Now, he may get more catches because I don't think he'll be as well covered. He may be more productive, because I don't think he'll be double covered, nearly as often either. But there might be a little bit of an adjustment, I think, especially for DeAndre Hopkins, because he has been so used to being the guy on his teams over the years. As I say, ever since those 2 years with Andre Johnson, he has been the main focus, whatever team he's played on. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, we should mention 2020 also, when AJ Brown, in his second year was a 1,000-yard receiver. Corey Davis had his one far and away outlier of a season, just narrowly missed 1,000 yards that year. But then Adam Humphries was the next guy there, and Humphries was a good pro, a guy the Titans spent some money bringing here, but he only had 200 yards receiving that year. So I guess there's something to be said for that trio too. But there again, I mean, I think people are looking at this saying Hopkins is going to be a 1,000-yard receiver, Ridley's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver, and Boyd's going to be over 500 somewhere. And if that pans out, it'll certainly be an entertaining brand of football, the likes of which we haven't really seen around here in a while. As we're starting to wind this thing down, we talked a lot last week, obviously, about the schedule being released, and people will debate, you know, where the toughest games are. And certainly there will be games that look very winnable now that once you get into the season won't look nearly as winnable, and vice versa. But and of course there's a lot of predictions too. One that was interesting to me was Marcus Mosier of the 33rd team. He classified the Titans as quote unquote a sleeper team, which I guess that's the theme of this now. You know, are people sleeping on Treylon Burks, and are people sleeping on the Titans overall? But he still predicted a 7-10 finish and last in the AFC South. He basically just said that the division is getting really good, really fast, and too good for the Titans to make a significant jump from what they did last year to this year. John, what do you make of that? 7-10 sound a little pessimistic to you, a little optimistic? How do you see that?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to phrase it that they're both a sleeper and also a 7-10 team. That they don't necessarily seem to go together. But I do kind of see what he's saying. In that I do think this is a much better roster because of the ridiculous amount of cash the Titans had in the offseason to get free agents. I think when you look at the big deficiencies that they had last year, it was left tackle. Well, it looks like they've got the number 7 pick in the draft lined up to play there. Center, they've got a big veteran playing there. Cornerbacks were terrible. Well, they've got an excellent one and one that's very good as well. Wide receivers were terrible outside of Hopkins. Well, you've added two proven talents since then. So you've really hit on paper anyway, on changing the narrative and really filling those holes in and taking away some of those deficiencies. Yeah, you know, running back without Derrick Henry, what are we going to do? Well, you got a veteran now in Tony Pollard and another guy who's really coming along in Spears. So I think there's still question marks. I think the biggest is Will Levis, right? Like, we don't know, I think the Titans obviously need him to take a jump And we just don't know how much it will be. We presume it will be a good one with a better line and better wide receivers. I think there's still some questions maybe at inside linebacker and a significant question at safety. I think they still need another safety, a veteran, to go along with Amani Hooker as well. But overall, I think it's a much better team. And then, as we all did, you go down the schedule and maybe you say, okay, win, loss. And I still only came up with, you know, either 8 or 9 wins is kind of the way I looked at it. So maybe I don't think Mosher's statement is that unusual, because I do agree. I think they're a much better team, but don't necessarily know if they'll get a ton more wins this year, but a few, 2 or 3 more wins, I would say.
Yeah, it's interesting, because to me, I guess the biggest question is how good a head coach is Brian Callahan, right? I mean, we don't know that, and change can sometimes take a little time. I mean, it's possible, it's likely that this team will be much better at the end of the season than it is at the beginning, as it plays with the systems, guys get more comfortable communicating and trusting and doing all those things that develop over a period of time. But you know, say this, coaching changes for this franchise have gone fairly smoothly over the years, and rather consistently in an odd sort of way. In 2011, when Mike Munchak replaced Jeff Fisher, he lost his first game, but then won the next 3, and the Titans ended up finishing 9-7. They had a little bit of a lull midseason. In 2016, Mike Mularkey, after he replaced Ken Wisenhunt, now he did have a little bit of an interim period there, but he lost his first game. Titans stumbled out of the gate that year at 1-3, but finished 9-7 with a winning record. 2 years later, Mike Vrabel comes in. Titans lose their opener, but like under Mike Munchak, win the next 3 before they hit a little bit of a skid, but still finished with a winning record at 9-7. The exception in all this was Wisenhunt in 2014, when he actually won his first game, but only won one more the rest of the year, and the Titans were a dismal 2-14. So, you know, there is reason to suspect that a coaching change can actually do the things you want it to do and spur you onto a level of success. Now, in Vrabel's, the case from Mularkey to Vrabel, the record was no different than the year before. None of them made the playoffs with those 9-7 records. So there is that. But I think if this team can stay healthy, which obviously has been a big issue the last couple of years, then you're right. I mean, can Will Levis deliver the way an NFL quarterback needs to deliver week to week, quarter to quarter, play to play, the kind of consistency and decision making and accuracy and leadership and all the things that are involved in that play in playing that position? And, you know, can Brian Callahan do the job? He's a first-time NFL head coach. Yes, he has an example in his father who has done it. He's a football lifer, having grown up in the game. You would think he has a lot of things going for him, but he's also going to be a first-time play caller. He's taking on an awful lot this year when you look at it from that perspective. So and Marcus Mosher's right. The division should be pretty good. I mean, Houston, I don't know that anybody can look at this any other way than say Houston is the team to beat, right? And everybody else is playing for second place if things go to form, at least.
Yeah, we certainly don't see C.J. Stroud, falling backwards. I mean, he had a tremendous year last season, and I think they've only added, you know, more weapons around him this season. He gets Tank Dell coming back from injury after he missed a good chunk of last year. Also, they added some nice pieces in free agency, including a couple of Titans as well, one of them being Zeez Al-Shire. I think they have to be the favorite. Then Indy is certainly, you know, they're getting Richardson back next year. So, excuse me, presumably they'll be a better team, and Jacksonville still has a good bit of talent too. So This is not the the woebegone AFC South of yesteryear. You know, this is a now a bona fide NFL division, and things are very competitive.
Yes, Jerry Glanville famously said that NFL stands for not for long, and the AFC South was terrible, but not for long here. But we are done. This is a quick episode too, and we thank you as always for listening to Believe in Titans.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.